Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 14.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that chapter, John the Baptist lost his head.
I mean, he lost it. Like, no, I guess he didn't lose it.
It's not on him anymore.
It was stolen from him.
It was. It was quite cut. He's cut off from it.
A bitch took his head.
So, yeah, he's dead, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, for as important as he seems, that was just a really quick, like, there wasn't much there. Dude baptized Jesus, went to jail, asked about Jesus, had his head cut off.
Yeah.
And there be John the Baptist.
Yeah.
But then Jesus wanted some alone time because, you know, John lost his head.
Right.
And
I really like the way you're summarizing this. Go on.
But instead, like 5,000 plus people were like, dude, we need you to mm-hmm. do stuff.
And be magic and stuff.
And then they were like, are we supposed to feed them? And we only got 5 loaves of bread and like 2 fish.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is like, bet.
He was like that. He was exactly like that.
And so he turned it into way more, apparently, according to the Bible.
Because magic.
I don't believe for even a second, but mm-hmm. whatever.
Okay.
And then he still wanted some alone time, mm-hmm. sort of. So he sent his dudes, his apostles. He's like, you guys just go on ahead. You guys take the boat. You go on out there.
I gotta sit on a mountain.
I gotta go sit on a mountain. Yeah, and you know, pray in a high space, which I didn't think was a good place to pray, but I'm. Who knows? I can't keep track of which places are good, which ones are bad. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's Jesus. He can pray wherever the fuck he wants to.
He's supposed to avoid the high places.
Yeah, but then
right.
then he's like, dude, they're gone. What am I? He's just like, oh yeah, I can walk on water.
He heard his people upset from afar.
Yeah, and so he walked on water, and then Peter was like, what the fuck? and Jesus is like, come to me, and then he's like, okay. And after they, you know, freaked out about him being, you know, walking on water and stuff, because who the fuck does that shit?
Right.
Like, you can't just walk on water. But then Peter was like, okay, I'm going to walk to you, dude. And then he starts walking to him. And then he didn't make it.
Well, he did at first, but then he
didn't. But he didn't make it, though.
No. He freaked out halfway.
Yeah, because, you know, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And it was so many absurd Bible, you know, it's all the things, you know, he walked on water. He split the fish and the bread. He, you know, whatever. Like, okay. Okay, Jesus being Jesus.
You know how Jesus be Jesus.
So anyway, that was Matthew chapter 14.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be getting into
Little Maddie chapter 15.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. Right, so we're getting into Little Maddie, chapter 15.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then.
after he miraculized everything.
Mm-hmm. He's so magical.
He was so magical.
He's a magic man, mama. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat.
Oh, man, what?
Okay, that
what?
Is grody.
Why wouldn't they wash their hands before they
eat? I don't know, but he's like, that's gross.
It is, yeah.
I don't blame them.
Especially back in those days, you imagine how much shit's on your food and stuff?
Exactly.
Like, it's, you know, they don't have clean, whatever.
Listen, I don't know if the Pharisees were being nitpicky or not, but they were right on this one.
They even cooked food over shit, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah. you know, in a pinch.
The Pharisees were right on this one.
Right. Yeah. Wash your goddamn hands.
And then Jesus said, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? Oh, no. Jesus pulling a yeah, but you.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate a fucking yeah, but you.
Yeah. Like, you really do.
No, like, that's my thing. Like, do not use my mistake as a reason to excuse yours. We're not talking about me yeah. right now. The question was, why are you being a piece of shit?
Right. Right. Like, and have a good answer for it.
Yeah. Right? Not, well, you're a piece of shit, too.
Right. And you know what? Like, Jesus, this whole time, since we've started getting into this whole Pharisees battle back and forth with them or whatever, mm-hmm. he's been very contrarian with mm-hmm. regard to what he's doing. He's like, I'm going to break the rules because you guys are breaking the rules. And it's just kind of shitty.
And also, I'm going to break the rules because who else should reinterpret the rules but me?
Right, except for that he doesn't specifically say himself that he's the Son of God.
No, but he did say the Son of Man.
Right, but he's also alluded to that might be somebody later. Like, there's different ways to interpret what he's saying. And
but he's saying a lot of the rules can be reinterpreted, sure. and I'm here to do that.
Yeah.
And that's pissing me off. And right. then add to it, I can if I want to, on top of I can because you did.
And
so basically, you don't have a good fucking reason, Jesus.
And I'm sorry, but if you've read the Old Testament, you would take from it that you can't
right.
do that.
Exactly.
That would be my take anyway.
Yeah. So
if you're following things to the letter of the law, right?
Jesus is not being very good Jewish. That's what it sounds like to me.
I agree.
And I could see why the Jewish people were like, you're not doing it right. If you want to have your own religion over there, go. But that's not Judaism. You need to stop.
A lot of this, like, there's a lot of people that got in trouble for not following religious laws and stuff, right? Like, mm-hmm. that was essentially what law was back then.
Yeah.
So, this guy's, Jesus, is literally, like, breaking Jewish law.
Yeah, he is.
And he's like,
a Jew, being a bad Jew, breaking Jewish law.
He's like, what? I don't have to follow the law.
Yeah. And I guess if you decided you're not Jewish anymore, you don't. But you don't get to break the law and then also still claim to be Jewish, which at this time as we're reading, he is.
Right.
And actually, all the way up until his death, he is claiming to be Jewish.
No, it's annoying. He's trying to be a rebel and like, but he's doing it all wrong.
He is. I'm not a fan.
No.
I'm not really a fan of this guy. All right. So Jesus replied in red ink, I should specify.
Okay.
Why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your mother and father, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites! And I'm like over here going, what the fuck do my mom and dad and whatever my relationship with them, what does that have to do with, but why don't y'all wash your hands?
Right.
Like, literally the question was, but why don't you wash your hands before you eat, fuck?
You know, it sounds like we got a bunch of, like, HOA people out there, like, measuring the cut of the grass and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, you're doing it wrong. No, you're doing it wrong. Look, you didn't do this just exactly right, and you didn't do that just exactly right.
Well, okay, listen. No, it's like the HOA is coming to his house saying, your grass is too long. And then Jesus looks at the HOA people and says, your hair's too long. Right. Like, that's your response? That's not correct.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that the Pharisees were right in asking, but the question that they asked was legitimate and you did not address it correctly.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. I mean, he won't perform miracles for them to show them that he's this guy. He won't follow the laws in front of them because
he won't explain.
He doesn't have to, apparently.
Yeah.
For some unknown reason exactly to them. They're like, we don't even know. Dude, you haven't proved anything. And also,
and then has the, like, nerve to call them hypocrites.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's being an uppity asshole.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy. Okay, so he continues, though.
Okay.
Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachers are merely human rules.
Okay.
Yeah, he's quoting Isaiah, and it's like,
Oh, that was him quoting Isaiah?
Yeah, he said, okay. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you.
Right. No, I got that.
But it's like, no, Isaiah wasn't prophesizing. Isaiah was literally talking to Israel at the time saying, y'all are not worshiping me correctly.
Right.
Right now, in this moment, God, today.
Yahweh
right now, in this moment, is saying to God, or saying to his people, the Israelites, you're not worshiping me correctly.
Right. Yeah.
You're doing it with your actions, but not with your thoughts.
Yeah.
And now Jesus is like, that's a prophecy about me.
Everything's a goddamn prophecy.
Yeah. That's not a prophecy.
It's so fucking annoying.
I'm here to tell you, that's not what prophecy means.
Yeah.
Like me, that's, you're quoting him. You're quoting him and making an analogy, but an analogy is not a prophecy.
Right. No, this is, the prophecy shit is just so annoying.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come into this so fucking annoyed, but Jesus brought it on himself, if I'm being fair.
You know what? And my brother called in the middle of our intro, so I was already off to a bad start.
I know. Like, you were, like, so excited. You were like, and then Jesus, and then your phone goes, bum, 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 bum. And you were like, God damn it. Yeah. So we're both a little irate. Thanks, brother.
No, yeah.
And thanks, Jesus.
But see, my brother was being nice. He was inviting me to something.
He was inviting you over to watch soccer.
Yeah.
American football. No.
No.
American soccer.
Yes.
Which is football, world football.
Else. Right.
No, see, I did a dyslexia where I did them backwards.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I have to think hard about which one is which.
Right.
It's world football.
I've never, which is soccer.
You
know, so I played soccer when I was younger. And I really feel like soccer has the stronger claim to football.
It does.
You know, like I it just does. Like there's no question about it.
The fact that it's
that
all
game
feet
is football.
And the fact that football has, American football has very little to do with the foot.
Right.
You fucking,
like,
carry it.
Why did it end up being called football?
Because Americans do everything. They're like Jesus. They're uppity. They're like, we don't have to follow your traditions. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We're America.
Right.
We don't Europe.
Like, if you think about it too long, it literally makes no sense.
Right. Yeah.
So
I think Europe and the rest of the world all have the right of it. And we should be calling soccer football.
Yeah.
And we should be using the metric system.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with that.
Like, America's
so
just...
It would simplify so many things.
America's so backwards.
Well,
y'all.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. Jesus called the crowd to him and said, in red ink again, still more.
Okay, yeah.
Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them. But what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them.
So don't spit.
Okay, but we were just watching Lower Decks and...
That shit was funny.
That guy was eating poop.
He was. That was great.
He was tasting the poop.
He definitely was defiling himself.
And that, if you put poop in your mouth, you are defiling yourself. So
right.
Don't tell me that what you put in your mouth is not defiling you.
Right.
Also, if you're like overindulging like I do all the fucking time, I defile myself all the time. Like when I eat a whole bag of Doritos instead of stopping at a few, I'm definitely defiling myself.
Right, right.
But he's saying, no, no, no. It's what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like the words that you speak.
Sure.
Well, and the spit.
That's why you didn't even laugh.
Didn't even laugh because I was like, but that's obvious. He's talking about what you say, not just
usually
spit.
You're the person to make that comment.
I know.
Usually that's your place.
I was so
stoked. Then I had it. I got it. I was the one that got it. And you're just like, anyway.
But I was stuck on Lower Decks because I was like, nuh-uh, what you put in your mouth can defile you if you're eating poop.
Yeah.
Like, don't eat poop.
Yeah.
That man was eating poop.
You just don't care what I say.
You've blown me off before. This is like when you get stuck in a thought.
I have to give you shit when I can give you shit.
No, it's so true. So. It's so true. And I did. I did blow you off.
Yeah.
Because I was stuck in my thought.
I was
like, no, I got to see this through.
Right.
All right, then the disciples came to him and asked, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? Well, yeah, okay. They were offended because Jesus was being an asshole.
Right.
Jesus was like, you're an asshole. And then the disciples were like, oh, did you know that the disciples were mad that you called them an asshole?
Not the disciples, the Pharisees.
The Pharisees, yeah, sorry.
Right.
Okay, sorry. All right, so then Jesus replied in red, Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.
Hmm.
Okay. I guess. They're spiritual. He's saying they're spiritually blind. Just let them be. They don't know what they don't know what they do.
Isn't that what every religion says about the other denominations or other sects of their whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peter said, huh, explain that parable to us.
Well, that was a parable?
Oh, apparently.
The blind leading the blind. Okay, the blind leading the blind. Okay,
yeah, Explain that to us, would you? Explain
the parable to us. I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I got it, and I'm not, I'm not even being taught by the guy.
Right.
But Peter's like, I'm thick.
Sure.
All right, so.
Audience benefit.
Oh, and listen. Jesus goes, are you still so dull then? He's all, oh my God, you're so dumb, Peter. Come here.
Yeah.
He's like, Jesus Christ, I got to break this down. Okay, don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts. Murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander, These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them.
He's just reinventing laws. Like,
he's what? Just like, don't worry about my unclean hands. My soul is clean. It's fine.
Right.
And I'm like, no, literally, we've decided that cleaning your hands is how you don't bring germs into your body. Like, I get what you're trying to say, but that's real. Don't tell people not to wash their hands and not to worry about washing their hands.
I mean, germ theory wasn't a thing back then. So, I mean, like, you can't exactly fault them for that, but.
But I'm like, that's not good. Stop it, Jesus.
But more importantly, in context of the religion, he's literally just rewriting the fucking religion.
Yeah.
And I for no apparent reason other than he thinks it's better to do it a different way.
He's boss.
Right. But the problem with that is that Yahweh, God, said otherwise.
Right.
You know, like this was not, they're following laws that were set in place prior to Jesus, and we're still Jews, so you just can't do that.
Like, he's like, I know that Yahweh wrote these down and that we would get in trouble, and for thousands of years this is what we've done, but me, I've decided to reinterpret them, even though I said I'm not here to do that, I'm here to do that.
Right, you could say that they're following the laws without meaning. You could say that they're not, their heart's not in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are things that you could
say. And God himself has said that. But
you can't say that you don't need to, like, the law was laid out by God in the Old Testament as the law.
Right.
According to the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Right? And even Jesus said, we're not nixing the Old Testament. We're not getting rid of the old ways. We're still doing those things. So,
except for when I feel like I don't have to.
Right. He just decides sometimes in this book.
He's so uppity.
That he's like, we're not doing that. And moreover, you guys are doing it wrong, and I'm doing it right. And it's like, but why?
Yeah.
Why?
He's not defending himself really well, other than, because I can if I want to.
Right. I mean, the only thing he's got to defend himself is parables.
Yeah. And then he relies on, because I said so, y'all. Because I said so, and I can heal people. Except for when I'm asked to do it in front of witnesses.
Right.
Because I said so.
Yeah.
And that's not enough for me.
That's essentially the same defense that Christians give today.
Yeah.
Because I said so.
Because Jesus said so. And that's still why it's not convincing for somebody who wasn't raised in that magical prettiness.
It's not convincing reading it. It's not convincing hearing it still. It's never been convincing. The only thing that makes it convincing is other people pitching it in a way that makes sense to you. And then people around you accepting that message and then you going along. Like, literally, the terminology of sheep is very apt to what people in religion are. They're literally just following the crowd. They're going
because with their leader. Because sometimes it's easier just to go along to get along and not worry about it.
Right. And Christianity plays into that so much.
Yeah.
Like, they encourage people to be sheep.
Yeah.
And follow God blindly, essentially.
Yeah.
And I can't... That's why I was never able to accept or get on board with the whole God thing. I can't just be like... And you know this of me. Mm-hmm. I can't just say, okay, let's do that.
Listen. We have been married almost 20 years now. We've been together for 20 years. Married minus 2 years of that.
Sure.
Okay? Yeah. And... To this day, if I walked in and told my husband something that I had witnessed with my own fucking eyeballs, if it sounded ridiculous, he would not believe me.
And look, it pisses his wife off.
It pisses me off to no end.
But it's just how my brain operates.
Yeah.
I have a very hard time just accepting someone's word on something without some... Like, there has to be a reason. Like, I have to know more. I have to fill in the gaps in my brain before I'm like, okay, that sucked. But I can't get past the initial, that doesn't make sense in my head.
Right.
Like, why would make this make sense to me?
Yeah. And, like, I appreciate that about you, but it is infuriating on a personal level. But, I mean, it's just... Like, I'm less stringent. I am that way at heart, but less stringently.
Sure.
Like, if you came in and told me, I saw this thing, you're not going to believe this, I would have doubt, but I would believe that you saw something that we don't understand.
Right.
And I would be like, surely there's got to be something to that. Like, my disbelief would be less
and with regard
harsh
to you,
than yours.
With regard to you, I, like, it's not that I don't want to believe you. It's just that my brain won't. Like, I can't process it past that point.
No, and when people say just believe, like, I don't know, what are the steps involved in that?
Right.
Because I don't understand how to do that.
Yeah.
It's like telling somebody, just be happy.
Right.
What are the steps involved in that?
Right.
Or just calm down. How do you do that? Or, like, just forgive them. What does what does that mean? How do you go about doing that?
Right. Right.
So I don't know how to just believe this Jesus stuff. This is not working for me.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We're going to a new little section here. Okay.
All right.
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. So it sounds to me he's been withdrawing a lot. And
yeah.
It sounds to me like he's getting overwhelmed and tired out from all the magic healing and the crowds.
Or he's literally running away from the Pharisees who are trying to accuse him of breaking religious laws.
Yeah.
So maybe he's actually getting in trouble.
Yeah.
In places. Like, there's a lot of towns that don't like him.
Yeah.
Right?
They're kicking him out.
So they, yeah.
He's on the run.
He might be on the run as opposed to, like, whatever.
But we're supposed to think, like, oh, he's just tired from all the magic he does all the time. And the crowds are like, heal me, Jesus.
Because withdrawal is a weird word to use there.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
And he's done it more than once now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity that he withdrew to in the region of Tyre and Sidon, a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, son of David. Oh, see, she knew who he was.
Canaanite did. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.
Okay.
Ugh. He answered in red, I was sent only to heal the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied in red, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs.
Oh.
That nasty.
What?
And she said, yes, it is, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She told him, she was like, I might be a dog, but I'm still a fucking person,
asshole.
Is
Jesus about to get corrected by a Canaanite woman?
Then Jesus said to her, woman, in red, you have great faith. Your request is granted.
Oh, he went from referring to her as a dog.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Dogs are people too. All right. And her daughter was healed at that moment.
I don't know how I feel about that. That is almost kind of ugly.
It was very racist. Like,
right,
I'm not here for your type.
Right.
And then she's like, I'm a person too, asshole. And then he's like, I guess.
But she had to this doesn't ring good in my brain.
Because no, me neither.
Literally, she has to convince what we're to assume is a god,
mm-hmm.
right? We're supposed to take Jesus as the son of God slash God, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she has to...
And she had faith.
She has to change God's mind mm-hmm. in order to get her daughter healed.
And she had faith. She knew who he was and that he could do it. So faith wasn't the fucking problem.
Right, but in that interaction, she didn't change her faith from right. one moment to the next. She just explained it to God,
I'm a to person Jesus, too.
In a way that made sense to this God person.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus can't understand. Jesus can read minds. He can resurrect the dead. He can walk on water. He can multiply fish and bread.
But he doesn't comprehend racism.
And he can't and he can't tell if someone is truly someone who deserves to be healed.
Apparently. Yeah.
Because they're Canaanite. And Canaanites in general, because racism, are dogs.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. I'm not happy with that.
No. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that whole story is... That's wrong. She's that's bad. Like,
excuse you? Maybe I am a dog, but I'm still... We still eat your crumbs.
And look, I know he did it eventually.
But begrudgingly, unhappily, and had to be convinced?
Right.
That's nasty.
And moreover, you're a god. You're a god. You're a god in human form, but you're a god nonetheless.
But we're supposed to take from this, I think, oh, isn't that benevolent of him? He allowed himself to be convinced to give this piece of shit to cure her daughter. Oh, he's so sweet and good.
Okay, but what's up? Okay.
And I'm like...
Okay. But
everything that you just said is wrong.
Words that get thrown around all the time are things like infallible, God's word, the law, the whatever.
And
like these are things that are black and white, right and wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And in this moment, God, Jesus, mm-hmm. was wrong.
Yeah.
And was convinced through one sentence otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing dramatic happened
right.
other than she reframed the conversation.
Yeah.
And then Jesus was like, okay.
It was that she humbled herself enough. She didn't say, I'm not a dog. She said, you're right. Your majesty, king of the Jews and awesomeness. And may I lick your toes. And I am a dog. But even dogs deserve help.
Right. But the fact that she had to put herself in that position receive help from Jesus is kind of shitty in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, she apparently wasn't worthy unless she extra groveled.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But we're supposed to see that as an act of kindness and wonderfulness in him.
Which I don't.
No, I don't either. That's nasty.
I see that as an act of reluctant whatever.
Yeah.
He was very reluctant to do that.
He was like, look, I did heal the dog, though. And it's like,
but you called her a dog.
You still think she's a dog, you son of a bitch.
Right.
Yeah. Like, God, what's wrong with you?
Right.
All right. All right. All right. Next little section here. Okay.
All right.
Not a fan.
No.
Wow. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down.
He likes a mountainside.
He likes to sit down too. Mm. He's not really a fan of people, it seems like to me. No,
he tries to get away a lot.
Mm-hmm. Great crowds came to him. God,
on the mountainside, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them.
Laid them at his feet. Okay.
Like, please, my majesty, your lord, please heal me. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel.
And wrote about it 40 years later.
Yeah. Not in that moment.
I have to keep saying
that. Yeah. None of them wrote about it in that moment.
Right,
they waited till after he was dead and several years later.
Like, we're talking about tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds mm-hmm. of thousands of people that he's healed slash helped at this point.
Yeah.
Not a one of them wrote anything down until after he died.
Sure. All right. Moving on to the next little section.
Okay. All right.
Jesus called his disciples to him and said, in red ink, I have compassion for these people. I'm so sorry.
Unless they're dogs.
Right. But I just need to stop right there. A person who has compassion doesn't have to say, I'm awesome, right? Okay, he says, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry or they may collapse on the way. Is he gonna get some more food? We're going to get magical DoorDash again. That's what I'm calling it henceforth.
Yeah.
Magical DoorDash.
Okay.
His disciples answered, where could we get enough bread in this remote place, you know, because they're on the mountain, to feed such a crowd?
Wait a second.
We've seen it before, yeah, but we can't imagine.
You literally just fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and they're asking?
What are we going to do?
This is why this doesn't...
Right?
That doesn't track.
You're magic.
That doesn't track.
What can ever happen? What's going to happen? What do we do, magic man, who's done this before? This is a conundrum. What a dilemma. What the fuck? Oh, in red ink, Jesus asks, how many loaves do you have?
It's the same story. This is crazy.
7, they replied, and a few small fish.
A few. So now we have 7 and a few.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish. And when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, who probably didn't wash their hands because Jesus said they didn't have to anymore. Yeah. And they turned and in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
There's always them leftovers, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This time there's 7 baskets. The remnants, yeah.
Yeah,
and there's 7 baskets. There's only 5 baskets last
time. No, there were 12 baskets last time.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, whatever.
There was 12, and I remember because 12 is the magic number. So there was 1 basket for each tribe of Israel.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time there's only 7.
Okay.
The number of those who ate was 4,000 men, besides women and children. So last time it was 5,000 plus.
Right.
Now it's 4,000.
They're not counting the women and children.
Right. Because they're chattels extra, and pieces of shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The number of those. Oh, I just read that. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan.
Why didn't he just walk?
Because he had to go in his little motorboat.
I wonder if he ever gets out and pushes the boat. We're not going fast enough, guys. I'm just going to get out and push a little bit. There's not enough wind. You guys aren't rowing fast enough. I don't know. We got to do something here.
God damn it, Peter. Get back in.
Okay.
This story was not cool.
No, because, I mean, that whole story about the fish and the bread, they already did it, and then they act like they hadn't already done it.
Right.
In the same fucking book, like, literally, like...
A chapter later. Yeah.
Okay, whoever wrote this, that's just bad writing.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting like this is a brand new... They're asking again, how will we feed these? And they let them starve. They let them starve for three days.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
And Jesus is like, uncompassionate.
But also, if you're Canaanite, you're a dog. I might still heal you, but you gotta beg for it.
You gotta explain why dogs get to be healed.
Right, yeah.
And the lady's like, all dogs go to heaven.
No, it sounded more like all dogs lick their master's boots.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Exactly.
But hey, whatever. That was a shitty chapter, in my opinion.
Yeah, that did not make me love him.
No.
That made me feel like...
And I don't feel like this was just me being an asshole to Jesus in the Bible.
No, that was a racism. It was a hard racism.
Right. Some of it might have been because my brother called it the intro and we were irritated. But not all of it. Not all of it.
No. There was a racism and a repeat.
Yeah.
And both of those are... Oh, and a yab at you.
Right.
And all three of those are no-goes for me.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Matthew chapter 15.
Sure as fuck was.
And I think we're going to be reading one more before we get into a Q&A. So the next time we're going to be reading...
Little Maddie, chapter 16.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com.
But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.